is The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah, yo, buddy.
Hold on just a second. What are we checking?
I just gotta make sure where she is.
Oh.
Right there. She's cool. She's cool.
You know, I brought my dog in a few times in the length of time that I've been doing this. And I just get nervous. You know, I don't want him to do anything that's going to bum anybody out or make anybody uncomfortable or, you know.
We don't have many people in the building anymore.
No, I know, but I don't want her to. I keep her in here so, you know, she won't poop or pee or anything like that.
I mean,
she won't. She's
see what
good.
The big deal is. Everybody else's dog goes in down the hall.
My dog is not Peter Poop, but was doing laps. Like,
but I've seen you guys react to that, so I don't want to be part
First
of that
off,
crowd.
It's different. Just different.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm paying attention. She's pretty well behaved. She lets you know when she's got to go out. So just that's all. Take care of it, and bam, bam, all set. We're good. So yeah, tomorrow, and then I'll be good. Just extra, it's added pressure. Just extra pressure, you know. So, but I just couldn't leave her at home. So anyway, all right. It is welcome to Tuesday, everybody. Buzz 24/7. More show. Excuse me, Monday day show after show. I'm already thinking about Tuesday's show.
Oof, slow down.
I know.
Happy birthday to Danny Glover, 78. Albert Brooks, Don Henley share this day as a birthday. How old do you think those guys are?
74.
Oh, older than that. 77.
Laura nailed it.
Oh.
Sorry, Roadkill.
Right.
Roadkill, how old is Willem Dafoe today?
77.
Only 69.
Oh, okay.
John Leguizamo.
I love John Leguizamo.
I do,
he's
but
so
he can
cool.
play a very hateable character, too. That makes
yeah,
a good actor.
Yeah, I mean, he's just good. We've had him on the air. And every time we have him on, he's awesome. I'm going to say he's 62.
Anybody else?
65.
Roko?
I'm going to go 62.
64. David Spade. I'm not a big David Spade guy. How old is he?
He's older than you think he is.
58.
59.
60.
Right on the nose.
Who?
You.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Finally, Selena Gomez, one of Kayla's favorites. How old is Selena Gomez?
32.
29.
She's 31.
Laura nailed it. 32.
Okay, Kelly, let me throw it at you. How old is Daisy Rock?
Is this a porno actress?
What are you talking about, porno? That's so, oh my God, so disrespectful.
Daisy Rock's 33.
She's an adult actress.
She's a giver and a taker.
She was the UK MILF of the year in 2015.
Oh, I say 43.
Hmm. What do you think, Scotty?
32.
And?
28.
28, 47.
Whoa,
47.
She's like a great grandmother in the biz.
She was in Ascapades 2, hardcore rock chicks, Milfalicious Mom, and also Scotty's favorite, What Bitches Are For? Mom, how do you go home as a woman and say, what did you do today, dear? Well, Mom, I started a movie. What's it called? Mm. It's called What Bitches Are For.
Yeah, but I mean, saying the title and what they did are probably two different things. Going home and telling her mom I did this, but also, you know, going home and saying I got shafted by 9 guys. I'm sure she's going to be more happy about the title and not what you did.
No, I get it. I just, Kelly, how old is Kimber Lee? Kimber, first name, last name, Lee, 2016 Hottest Newcomer nominee, and has been going strong ever since.
Newcomer, I'm going to say she was 22. The newcomer, that was 16, so we're 7, 29.
36.
27.
29 exacto. Thank you, Kelly.
Kelly knows
you know why? That's because Kelly loved her in Ass Masterpiece. Also, Horny Co-Ed Adventure, Public Sex Adventures 2, Truth or Dare 2, and Beds and Boobs.
Beds and I wonder what that's about. It's about beds and boobs.
Beds and boobs. Last one here. Lexi Ann Garza, also celebrating a birthday. She changes her hair colors like you change underwear.
That's more of the
does
younger
not
team.
Like Kenny.
Didn't like Kenny. And nobody does. Nobody likes the engineer. You go get him. Get him, Daisy.
Oh. Whoa. She's something like on Ken's face.
What? He scared him. It did scare him. So Kelly, Lexi Anna Garza. They call her a Mexican Spitfire.
Daisy.
And changes her hair. That's a younger generation thing. I'm going to go 27.
Scotty.
21.
Laura. 32.
31, right there, Laura's closest. Loved her in Breaking Him In, Hot Sex in the Shower, Strange Bunk Bedfellows, and Share My Boyfriend, shower. 20. 20 in
there
that.
There was 19 other boyfriends that got shared.
They've had more Share My Boyfriends than there has been and police academies.
What's sad is they'll never know what it was like back in the day for their biz, where you went to a video place, and they either had a separate section or they had the book. And the book was like a big something you
oh,
put
I
like
never
baseball
experienced
cards
the book.
In. The book comes out, bang, and what it is it's pages of like the front of the DVD or the VHS and the back of it.
And where do you look at that? The front desk?
Front desk, because they didn't want that out on the counter. And then you'd be like
yeah, but that's up in this is the old days now when you don't that was secretive. You don't want to be caught looking in the book.
Yes. Well. But I'm telling you, one of the places that we would go to a lot in Rochester that's now I think a huge Cumberland Farms was a place and it was a convenience store. And in the back they added movies.
That wasn't Burnham Video, was it?
No. No.
Because Charlie Sherman owned that. Did you know that?
Nope.
Yeah. Not a porno, just a regular video store.
Yeah, but I mean, if you wanted to make the money, everybody said the same thing. We're not going to do that.
They got five times.
Wait a minute.
They made five times the money from a porno video than they did the regular videos back then.
Wow.
You know? And you'd go and you'd get the book and you'd be like, hey, do you have AX-32? That's out. Okay. Person would continue to go through the book.
Yeah, that's weird.
Hey, how about this one?
Yeah. That's weird right there. Anyway, welcome to Monday. There you go. We didn't do any talkbacks today. Sometimes we kind of get wrapped up in the show and we don't make I don't know what this one I don't know what this means. Maybe it's because Biden stepped down. I'm not sure. Kelly?
Oh, man. I'm so excited. This is it. This is Mastodon's chance to take the nominee. Come on, guys. We got to write him in.
I'm not, I got to say that I love Kelly, and I think the Mastodon thing is very funny. I'm not throwing away a vote.
No,
to and Kelly does not want Please us don't. To throw Please away don't. A vote. He does not want it, okay? Even though he did get votes in the primary.
He did.
We saw it, you know?
But it's not throwing away a vote if you really don't want to vote for
I get that
anybody
too.
Anybody that's out there.
I get that too. I mean, I don't want to vote for anybody that's out there.
Right, so...
You know?
I do believe voting for me would be throwing away a vote.
Yeah, it's a joke. That's what throwing away a vote is. There's nobody that really wants Kelly as president. As much as I love him, and I do, I don't think he would be a good president.
Do you think?
Maybe Roadkill does, because then I'd be out of the studio.
Yeah.
No, here's the thing. And then we bring some other bozo in, and I got to start all over.
I know you.
I know what kind of bozo you are.
Thank you.
See, I'd rather deal with a bozo that I have rather than say
the bozo he doesn't know.
Say we bring in a real news guy, 24/7. It's all about it. And I couldn't handle that. He'd be in here with his bow tie and his corduroy pants, and he smells like coffee.
We had a couple of those.
Yeah.
We had a couple of those.
I don't want that. I want the bozo we got.
The imitation.
You ever see the movie Dave with Kevin Klein, where the president had a stroke and he looked exactly like him, and they brought him in and he started doing all this no nonsense, everyday, normal thinking, common sense type of stuff. He started turning things around. That would be Laura as president. If Laura was elected president, she'd be like, what do you mean we're not using coupons? Bullshit. Imagine how much money the government would save if Laura was president.
You could get two missiles for the price of one.
Oh, my God. I'm not buying. You want me to buy a missile? I want two for the price of one to take a walk.
Yeah.
That's what she'd say.
Okay, they bring you in, Laura. What's the first thing you're doing?
Yeah, I'd work on the budget.
Okay.
Yeah, right? Common sense shit.
Oh, yeah.
$900 for a hammer? You're fired. Get out.
Yeah.
Period. You are fired. Anybody who would, it would be that simple. She would clean house, sweeping changes. The government would run efficiently. You know it would. Can you imagine the shakeup if you just started acting like a normal human being?
Yeah, if you acted like it's your household budget. And that's like...
Debt?
Yeah.
Get out of here, you know? What do you mean we're giving money to them when we're not taking care of this on our own shores?
Correct.
Laura would be
100%
common sense.
That belt would be real tight.
I'd be a press secretary. You want? Okay. No, you don't want common sense? Shut your mouth. That's what I say.
I know
you can hope, can't you?
I know there's other countries out there that need help.
Of course.
And of course. We need to have that relationship.
You have to help
but
your
sometimes
allies.
Sometimes I might take a closer look at home.
You would, and
kind of go, you know, I'm
Common
too busy
sense.
Looking over there that I haven't been looking right here. And I think there's things that need to be looked at right here.
Yeah. Here's a talk back about Laura.
Morning, Buzz. So, Laura, I guess you was camping near some friends of mine this weekend.
Did everybody know you and hang out, like, knew you were there?
Or is there some like girl everybody, out there
did these
everybody.
Friends just call everybody? They post it on the to Laura?
I have no idea because most of the people that I talked to, nobody was like, hey, you're Laura. When you're camping, you just talk to everybody.
No,
so
I don't. I get it.
Weren't going out of the way, being like, "I know who you are."
Okay,
it was
good.
Pretty chill.
Good. That's good.
I'm actually shocked.
But they were
that
busy
all these
on
people...
the phones.
Speaking of that,
go ahead.
When I played this weekend, the person, the band that was the headlining band is a band called Lethal Creed. Love them. Have known them for years. It's a father, his son, it's like three generations. They're
wow,
awesome.
That's cool.
And he was like very quiet about like you know our band coming and playing. Finally, I went up and bought some merch at one of the tables, and the lady goes, fucking A. Dude, I listen to you every day. And I'm like, oh, and I look at the guy putting the show on. He goes, dude, we really didn't say anything. And she's like, no shit. What you doing way up here? And I'm like, it's really not that far up here. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Can we get a picture? Wait till Barbara sees this.
Barbara loves him. Yeah, Barbara. Everybody knows Barbara.
Yep.
I don't really know Barbara. I'm just kidding. So this is the guy. Here, let's hear it again.
Morning, Buzz. So, Laura, I guess you was camping near some friends of mine this weekend. They said watching you camp was like watching someone with a full-time job. They said it was exhausting. They had to come home and relax.
Probably.
But they did ask me to ask you about that golf cart incident.
Hey, so he's legit.
Mastodon, 2024.
She swung into action.
No.
Some reckless kid ran into his friggin'...
He's making it sound a little bit that... Are you relaxing at all at camp, or are you...
Oh, I'm so relaxed. But I do cook because it's my favorite thing to... Oh, Friday night, I made pierogies on the Blackstone. So good. In a garlic butter sauce with shallots and chicken sausage. Yummy. Delicious. And yeah, I mean...
When did you have hot dogs and beans?
No, hot dogs and burgers was Saturday lunch.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right.
And then Saturday night dinner, I did a Mexican chicken over a Spanish rice... with salsa.
I love Mexican food. And you had it camping.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I did have Mexican food camping once. We made fajitas. It was really good. I've never cooked. Whenever I go camping, if I'm going to cook, it's the most basic of basic. It's hamburgers, it's hot dogs, it's beans and Franks. It's very, 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 very
chicken
or
grill.
Steak, pork chop.
We do.
Well, chicken was on the Blackstone Grill.
Right.
I make rice. Yeah. I boil water and stuff to make the rice. And then with the veggies, we're on the Blackstone. You mix it all together with salsa and cheese.
At camp, we had a pork chop Friday night, and Saturday night we did like pepper steak. You know what I mean? Yeah. Basically, that was it.
I enjoy cooking, and I have camping to me. And I know it's my vacation home on wheels. So I take my vacation home, and it has everything, that I might need.
Did you have a schedule for the day?
No, the only thing that was on my schedule is I had to make it to Sanford by like 11 because I wanted to surprise Pam for her birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was back. I wanted to be back.
Pam is Kayla's mom.
Yeah. And I wanted to be back by noon because all the rest of the kids wanted to go on the water slides with their cousins. So it was like, that was the only.
So you had an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not even like, because it's 20-minute drive up there. But so I stayed for 20 minutes. Hi, bye. You know, it was quick.
That's very nice of you to make the effort.
But yeah, that was the only thing on the schedule. And then you do, at a lot of these campgrounds, you look at the schedule and sometimes you're like, oh, sorry, kids, you missed the, because you don't think about time. And next thing you know, you're like, oh, 1 o'clock was the Olympic Games. We missed that. Mm-hmm. Oh, rats, we missed bingo night Friday night.
I shut the hell up and I don't tell them we missed anything.
Well, they add like, oh, when is that? And I'm like, we missed it. But things like that, whatever. Mm-hmm. I missed bingo night on Friday night.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Let me see. What else was in the show today? We were talking about celebrities that you just don't like for no reason.
Yeah.
Okay. Like they're probably nice people. I'll give you all that. I can't watch Kelly Ripa. Can't do it. Can't do it. I just think she's probably mean. She was mean to Regis. She disrespected Regis. He left the show. She's never talked to him since. he came out in an interview and he was like, yeah, no, I haven't heard from her. I was very surprised. I'm like, who does that? Who does that after working with a guy who built the show and she took it over and never, ever talks to him again? That's ridiculous. That tells me everything I want
to
know.
Don't need to know anything more.
So I don't like her. And I could be wrong. She could be 100% nice. The world. Exactly. So we were talking about, and who is it you didn't like, Kelly?
Oh,
Kayla didn't like Bono.
I tell you, it's more athletes with me. Kyrie Irving.
Yeah. Scotty, who was it you didn't
Harry
like?
Harry Connick Jr. is kind of, just the previews of his new movie.
What, are you sick? He's the man.
Dude, he's such a badass musician. I saw him play with a like 4 or 5 member band, and they played the song. It never stopped, and they all switched instruments so that they all went around and played every single instrument. Stand-up bass, did it all. Crazy good. And you hate him.
Yeah, I don't know.
He kicked the tires to light the fires, man. Him and Will Smith in Independence Day.
Will Smith bugs me.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Fine. And you didn't like who?
Nicolas Cage, The Rock.
Yeah.
Brendan Fraser.
I haven't listened to the, here's the talk back. Listen to this one right here.
I think Miley Cyrus is such a pig. She is so gross. She was cool as Hannah Montana, and she's got a couple cool covers, like from the Zombie song, that band, and some Blondie. But otherwise, she's gross.
Pig is really strong to use. I wouldn't say that.
I used to be very big on the word pig.
Yeah, not nice.
Especially when we were talking about who was the woman that was married to.
Let it go.
Married
just
to
let it go.
The lead singer of Nirvana.
Just let it go.
Yeah. Courtney Love.
I thought she was kind of.
I've heard you use the word pig.
Yeah, I don't. Before. I don't use that.
I tried to cut back on the pig.
You have, but for a while you were.
Not a fan of it. But I get it. All right, so you don't like her. Fine, you don't like her.
Woodstock Brewery has a beer, Pig's Brown Ear, and they have a bumper sticker that says, pick up a pig tonight.
Yeah, and that's okay. That's all right, though. Miley Cyrus, uber talented. Like, talented.
Greg's right. You need to look further into, there's some talent. There's a lot of talent.
Now, her dad? Dude's a freaking mess.
No, she may be a hot mess in public and everything.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, no, she's done it.
That was a
put-on
persona, though, with the whole tongue and all that stuff.
There's talent there.
Yeah, big talent. There's nothing she can't do. She played with Metallica, for God's sake, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. Is that it? I think that's, I think that's all the ones I want to play. Other ones I don't want to play. No. Nope. Nope.
Chicken.
Yes, I am. I'm chicken.
Big old chicken.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Well, anyway, so there's that. There's those I wanted to play. All right. What did we miss today?
Netflix has announced they're going to have a 3-part series on the Karen Reed trial. And it's not even over yet.
Yeah.
So what are they going to do?
Right. Well, I mean, they have to decide. Have they decided officially? I mean, they haven't had any announcement as a retrial.
The prosecution says there's going to be a retrial.
Is it up to them? Does the prosecution
And they have 1 year.
Yes.
Hmm.
And it's a cop that died, so they're going to do it, whether they think they can win or not.
Australia's most tattooed woman who inked her own eyeballs goes temporarily blind. Look, if you're that dumb, look, body art, I get it. It's body art. It's art. I'm not going to deny it. But when you're going to put a needle, put an ink into your eyeball, I'm good. You can, if your eyes fall out of your head, that's on you. That's on you.
I met a guy this weekend that he's covered for like neck all the way down, and he had them in his armpits.
Ouch.
That's kind
of hard. And I could not, I'm very tattooed. Some of these places, I'm just like, oh, dude, that had to hurt.
Tattooed down under?
No, it was a guy.
Kelly.
No, this is us. This Australia.
This is right here.
Oh, okay.
She's tattooed every inch of her body. She was 22, Laura, when she got her eyeballs tattooed, and she was blind for months. Rendering her a week. She was blind for weeks. What is that? Like,
I think
at what point are you
going
to regret
again,
that?
Again, that's when I want to talk to the parents.
Why do you want to talk to the parents?
Because
did you ever want to? No, I don't want to.
Amber Luke.
What would your mother say?
But she got her sight back.
Huh?
She got her sight back.
Yeah, but still, I mean, just like when you want to do that, I'm like, are you doing that just for attention?
Yes, probably.
But you're rolling the dice that you might not get something that is pretty friggin' important in life, not back.
And rolling the dice that in 20 years you're going to want that all over your body.
Yeah.
Like yeah, but I think we live in a different time now that it is, people just, they deal with it. Okay.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
this might not have been my, and some people laugh about it. This wasn't my proudest moment, but check this one out.
Yeah. It's not a thing to be ashamed of. I just think that when you do your whole body, I'm like, wow, I just can't even imagine the pain. Never mind. And the eyeballs is just, to me, sorry, stupid. Are you kidding me? I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm never going to get it. I
also believe that there's people out there that get stuff for a shock value. Mm. You know, getting as a tramp stamp, you know, built the fuck. I don't know. You had to somewhat think about what you were doing.
I believe it was born.
Born to fuck, was it?
It couldn't be built.
No, we knew somebody.
Yeah, we did.
That got actually born to fuck on the backside. Like, I'm like, who? Wow, that's impressive. Born Kelly just to do that one thing.
I had no questions.
Yeah, everything's game when you're born to F.
Again,
you know what I mean?
What do the parents think?
I got to think that the parents weren't in the ass.
I certainly hope that the parents did not know that their kid had that.
Yeah. That's why they were born. They brought into this world.
No kidding.
Eric Fried was not able to join us. If you missed the show, normally he is with us on Mondays. He wasn't able to join us this morning because he was prepping for the Olympics.
Born to handball.
He's going to be covering handball in the Olympics, which he says actually is really fun and exciting to watch, which I don't doubt it because I saw it before. I don't know if it was the Olympics or whatever, but I saw it. It's pretty kick-ass. It's high-lie without jumping 9 feet, you know? People don't even remember what high lie is. It's that insane sport played down in Miami when dudes would jump 5 feet off with those long hook things and they whip the ball.
A lot of people would bet on that stuff.
5,000 miles an hour. My grandmother bet on high lie. Hmm. She's the one that had five husbands. All of them died of a mysterious deaths. They all died. I'm not even kidding. So... Five husbands, and strangely enough, they weren't poor.
With the Olympics, the station's running a lot of commercials, and at the end, they like, and Snoop Dogg, and you're like, that's right, Snoop Dogg's going to be there.
Dude, you know what is a sport this year going to actually be an Olympic event?
Breakdancing. Oh, I did hear that.
Breakdancing.
Yeah.
I bet that's cool.
I bet it is, but I bet it would have been cooler in the 80s.
How is that cool? There's nothing cool about breakdancing.
What they can do, it's amazing. It's amazing.
I'm not saying it's not physically amazing, but cool is a whole different... Okay. That's a throwback that nobody does nowadays.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
So you think you can dance?
That's the one show it shows up at?
Show me.
I think...
Where?
In the hip-hop community.
Yes. I will tell you, Dylan, 2-3 years ago, it was like 6 years old. All of a sudden, he just started like... on the tile floor doing all, I'm like, where? And he's like, Mom. And he watches all these YouTube videos of breakdancers and like all the kids when I go to school and for the dance parties, they're out there doing all those moves.
I kind of put hip hop in a different category as breakdancing.
Well, no,
when I look at people dancing to hip hop, I don't think that's breakdancing. I don't think that. I just don't.
I think there's so many borders that the two of them share.
I don't disagree with that.
Lots of crossover.
I don't disagree with that. As an Olympic sport, okay, I don't get it. Is ballroom dancing an Olympic sport?
I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was or not. I don't know.
Remember, it's not just the US of A. It's the whole world.
I understand. 19% strongly approved, 21% somewhat approved, 40%. That's 40% who are down with it.
I guess they're called breaking, not breakdancing now. I guess they're calling it breaking.
Okay.
Well, if I spun around like Laura's kid did, maybe I would be breaking, all right.
Yeah. I'd be breaking my sacroiliac. Holy shit. Some of the other things we didn't cover in the news today. Bruce Springsteen joins the Billionaire Club. Does that hurt his cred?
He doesn't have to worry about his cred anymore.
What took him so long? I would have thought he would already have sold his catalog.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's what helped him do it. He sold his catalog for $500 million. Yeah, they're making a biopic about a making of his 1982 album Nebraska. Jeremy Allen White from The Bear is going to be starring as Bruce Springsteen. He's a billionaire. You should watch that Little Steven, I think it's on HBO. It's a Little Steven documentary. It's really good. It's about him. It's about when he broke away from the E Street Band and how hard it was. I love Little Steven. The guy is... And Springsteen loves him. Even though they broke up and he went separate ways, they still were very, very close.
Well, when you say they broke up, did he just leave or was it
he left the band. It wasn't messy because they handled it like adults. Because they had their friendship was that strong that he had to leave the band, you know, for a period of time. Mm-hmm. And then he came back. So that's pretty cool. And Nancy Wilson apparently over the weekend unearthed a never seen video of Chris Cornell. Is this it right here? This is this is something that Chris Cornell's widow posted that's been out for just a little while. I can only play a little bit of it.
You got a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better.
Yeah, so that's about all I can do. But yeah, that's pretty cool. I'd never heard it. I love Chris Cornell's voice. No?
I love it.
I think he's got a very, very, very strong voice. I don't like that.
No, no, I don't think that's the best version of that song by far. I think
that song
cool.
is friggin' amazing, mm-hmm. and I'm not as big of a fan of what you just played.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was obviously live. It was never meant to be released, you know? Yeah, the movie Twisters blew away the competition, as Kelly did say that. 80.5 million, yeah. I want to see that. That's a movie I want to see on the big screen.
It doesn't, it does not look bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to find somebody just wrote about it.
Here's a question that's getting knocked around. I think Barstool knocked it around. I'm going to pitch it to you guys. Who wins?
Pitch it, bitch.
In a divorce, okay? I'm going to give you two.
Definitely not the guy.
I'm going to give you two choices.
Oh, that wasn't fun. I'm sorry.
Who wins in a divorce? Is it the guy who fixes his hairline and gets shredded? Or a girl who gets a boob job? So they get divorced, the guy goes out, fixes his hairline, he gets shredded, he gets ripped.
Okay.
Or the woman who gets a divorce and gets a boob job. Which one of those is a bigger winner?
I wouldn't even have a... I don't get the contest, but...
So which one is better off because they divorced? The hairline the hairline and the getting shredded?
The guy's in shape is probably better cardio. It's good for his life to be in shape.
Yeah.
Unless he's using, you know,
I'm with Kelly that I'm slightly confused
steroids.
About your question. Like, who's better? Like, I think the guy is better.
Better off
than the woman.
Yeah.
The girl could monetize it. This is one of the arguments being made in her favor.
Okay.
The girl can monetize the breast implants and make money off them.
Yeah, but she's not as
healthy.
A good shape and healthy as he is going to live longer.
10,000, one of the responses says, the dude 10,000% by actually improving his health, something money can't buy. Another comment says, a new hairline isn't going to produce the same numbers on OnlyFans.
No, you can go after health, but then you can go where she could do something and have more money.
What do you think, Laura?
More money of his money.
See, I kept thinking it was him, but now that you're saying that she can make money because of her boobs. Yeah.
But I'm also, You hear that the generation now is aren't as in excited about big boobs as
no,
like
their booties are better I think than the
yep.
and boobs. Tanya, girls, I have them. You don't. I would love to like chop off a little portion of them and be able to walk around without a strapless bra or wear a bra because they're just sometimes they're just heavy and they're annoying and when you're trying to go running.
Well, yours are.
Bigger
large.
Than, yeah.
Yeah, they're large. Yeah. I told you that they looked great today.
Yes.
Yep.
You did. Thank you.
I meant it as a compliment.
Yeah, I took it as a compliment.
Clearly as a compliment.
Of course it was a compliment.
You know, she wears sundresses. She looks very nice, you know. But yeah, boobs aren't as in as they used to be.
Nope.
I know a lot of women that have had reductions.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of women that have had reductions, you know. How long do those take to heal?
Oh.
You've never looked into it.
About getting a boob job? Yeah.
Reduction.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Not a reduction. I talked about getting a lift, but.
They're fine.
Yeah. That's
you
the doctor
are fine.
Said. The doctor's like, you don't need a lift.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm not even a doctor. And I do that. Okay, I don't need
do you ever to. Feel weird when you're standing there and you've dumped him out and he's looking at him? Like, do you ever feel like at some point when you do get dressed and step out to go back to the receptionist that he's. Whacking it.
No. He looks at breasts all day.
He's I know.
Doctor. Doctors.
I know, but you I like how we just quickly brush that under the rug. Mm. They're doctors. Okay, but he's
beautiful human. Woman's a beautiful woman.
But he's human and he's a male.
It's
because we can guarantee you, no woman has ever looked at any of us, a doctor or nurse or whatever, and then went off and did the same thing. Guaranteed. Hmm. Never. Never happened. Maybe Kelly, but no. I don't even think so.
But
no
I just
offense,
mean,
bro.
You never no thought offense. You're like, right. that dude right now yeah. is slapping it hard.
No nurse looked at you on the table getting a colonoscopy and then went and excused herself and went and took care of her own business.
Listen, there are sickos out there. Or people that just have a different perspective on
that. That is true. That is absolutely true. Okay. Well, anyway. I think we should end on that note because it's meeting day. And goodness gracious, I don't want to miss a meeting. I love the meetings. All right.
I hope your dog makes it more exciting.
No, she's chill. You got to admit, she's pretty chill.
What I'm saying is that, like, that we get, for a couple of us, me and him, we have a hard time concentrating. Like, maybe the dog.
If you start playing with the dog, she will play back.
Okay.
It's
all
true.
Right.
It's true.
She's wiped.
We've been warned.
Yeah, she's wiped. She's bored. She's incredibly bored. But anyway, so have a great day, everybody. Enjoy the rest of the day, and we will see you tomorrow, 5:30 in the morning on Tuesday.